Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Bite Sized Virtue. This is episode 2, season 10, and I'm actually skipping putting this one on Patreon. I apologize. Or it'll be going on Patreon and then live on Anchor on the same day, and I apologize for that, because I was just a little bit too late in getting this one published. It's been that kind of week here at my house. With the first episode of this season, we talked about how this is really, this current time is really a time that should be characterized by sacrifice and by humility. And initially, I was actually going to focus on the topic of sacrifice, but something, as I was running an errand today, I was listening to, catching up on podcasts that I've been hopelessly backlogged on, and I was listening to an episode of Catholic Bites, which is a sort of, you know, literally bite-sized episode, you know, 15-minute episode podcast with a Catholic bend. It's usually hosted by priests of different archdioceses. There's a collection of them that all met in Rome, and they still collaborate on producing this podcast, even though they've all since returned to their parishes. And they were talking, of all things, about baseball. And they were talking about some of the Hall of Famers, some of the baseball Hall of Famers that they really, really respected. And the example of one particular Hall of Famer from, I believe, the Chicago Cubs. That's right. They were talking about Ryne Sandberg, who played second base for the, I believe for the Cubs at any rate. Have to look him up on the Hall of Fame here. Yeah, Chicago Cubs. And they were talking about how, you know, Sandberg, in addition to being an amazing, amazing fielder, he has his career fielding percentage at second base is like 0.989. He had like 15 streaks of 30 plus errorless games. So, I mean, you know, as a fielder, like as close to a perfect record as you could really, really get. But what they zeroed in on as well in the podcast was the fact that he had, you know, he could have easily been the sort of person to crank many, many home runs in a season. But he developed a talent for bunting, because the team needed someone who could bunt and bunt very well in order to, you know, make sure that runs were getting scored. And they talked about how, you know, there's a certain leadership of humility in someone like Sandberg doing something like that, because he's recognizing his team's need. He's not just recognizing the opportunity for his, you know, he's not just recognizing the need to be performative on the field, you know, to be jacked and cranking home run after home run, but also, you know, the need to, he recognized the need of his team to have someone who could, with reasonable consistency, ensure that runners on third were getting home. And so he learned to be that person. And there's a real humility in that. And that kind of is one of the things that I think really needs to characterize how we, just as people in general, respond to the current situation that we find ourselves in. Because we're in a very unique time. We're in a very, in some ways, desperate time. We're in a, depending on where you are in the world and how badly the virus has affected that part of the world, we're in a time where there is a great need. Our societies, whether that's our communities, our cities, our countries, our provinces and states, whatever level you want to look at that at, the people around us need us, and we need them to recognize that, you know what? Yeah, things are a little different right now. They need us to recognize that maybe we do need to, in this time, learn some different ways of doing things and become really, really good and practiced at them in order to ensure that everybody is safe and protected. you know, I was walking through a store today. The errand I was going on was a shopping errand. And, you know, like, I totally missed that they had, since I had been there last, which wasn't that long ago, but since I'd been there last, they'd added directional arrows to the different aisles. So, you know, you go up one aisle and down the next aisle. And I started walking the wrong way up an aisle. And I was just like, oh, wait, whoops, sorry, didn't see the arrows. Backed myself out and went around. But just little things like that, right? Or, you know, maybe, yeah, getting used to the idea of having to wear a mask or having a mask at the ready, getting used to queuing in line. I had to stop at another store and it was a half an hour wait in line just to get into the store. And not that the store was particularly busy inside, but they had made a decision to limit the number of people inside the store to a low quantity, whatever that was. And so there was a lineup and it was, you know, a good half an hour of just standing out in the cold wind. Until I was able to get in and pick up what I needed. But that is, those are the sort of measures that unfortunately are needed right now. And our response in humility needs to be to just learn and understand those things. Learn and understand when to use a mask and, you know, and why. Learn and understand when to, you know, the reason behind why we have to queue up outside the store. And plan accordingly, you know. It used to be that, yeah, I could run to three or four stores in the span of a couple of hours without much issue. Now, maybe I'm only going to get to one, two at the most. And I have to be okay with that. And I have to be able to adjust to that, adjust how I plan, picking things up, you know, what I need to get, adjust any projects that are dependent on those supplies. This won't last forever. The time will come again where, you know, I won't have to line up outside the hardware store because I need to pick up, you know, some blinds to put over a window. But until that time comes again, there's a different way of doing things. And I should learn to do these things the way they need to be done to keep myself safe, to keep other people around me safe. And that's really, I think, something that all of us need to take away from this. So there's the thought, turns out to be on humility this week instead of sacrifice like I was going to talk about, but maybe we'll get to that in a couple of weeks. At any rate, thank you for listening, wash your hands, and until next time, be virtuous.